Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I've said a couple times on this show already today, I think if you could pick a training camp to be at this year, if you had your druthers and you could pick any training camp to cover, I think Tampa Bay would be at or near the top of the list for me. Just the surreal aspect of Tom Brady, and to a lesser degree, Rob Gronkowski, but definitely Brady, playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is just, it's still wild to me to see. And we're going to talk to somebody right now who covers this team on a daily basis for the Tampa Bay Times. Eduardo Encina joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Eduardo, how are you?
Good, Sean. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show. So what's it been like covering Brady? Has it been, when you first heard that Tom Brady was going to be coming to Tampa Bay, has it been like you envisioned it being when that news first came down?
Probably a little bit yes and no. Obviously, when it happens, you know that, you know, everything kind of changes. You know that all of a sudden you're covering, you know, the GOAT, and automatically they go from, the Bucks go from a team that, you know, hasn't been to the playoffs in 12 straight years to, you know, a team that, you know, is expected to go to the postseason and beyond. So, and it's interesting because, you know, there's a context of this season in, you know, everything that we're dealing with right now in terms of, you know, COVID, all the protocols that are in place, the way we cover the team is a lot different now. And then you wrap it all up with Brady and like you said, to a little bit lesser extent, Gronk. And, it's just kind of all eyes on this team right now. And, it's a lot different. It's really a lot different. And it's still kind of surreal, I guess, is the point. The thing, the adjective you use is, to kind of just see him out there throwing passes to Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and O.J. Howard and guys like that. It's interesting. Like I said, I think the big thing is, and Brady said it when we talked to him, and we don't talk to him much, but is it the clock's kind of ticking, you know, without OTAs, without, preseason games, without all this stuff, you know, they're really kind of, you know, the clock is ticking on them trying to figure everything out with everything being so new for Tom and everyone kind of getting used to playing with him.
Yeah, so how has that gone so far? I mean, you mentioned how different it is to cover a team. So, I mean, I don't know. I know here in Houston, there's 10 of us that are allowed to go to practice every day. That's it in the media. So I've had a chance to watch the Texans and see what an NFL practice looks like in this world. Are you one of the ones watching the team? And if so, what are the reports on Tom Brady so far in terms of how he's looking at age 43? Is he going to be able to deliver the ball downfield to all those big targets you just named?
Right, right. And, you know, I am one of the 2M, I guess, tier 2M people.
2M.
That they call.
Fist bump to you, Eduardo. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, we get tested every morning and then, to be able to go to practice the next day. So, I'm in that group. And it's a small group. It's still, you know, we don't have a huge media market in Tampa. But, you know, it definitely, you know, we're there every day. And, we're seeing him. And, you know, it's interesting because, you can tell – you know, that he's definitely got the reins of this offense, you know, and it's going to be an offense that he's comfortable with, at least the way that they're going to morph it with what Bruce Arians does. And I know that, you know, Bruce Arians is known for the kind of the downfield passing game, the no risk and no biscuit kind of kind of thing. But what we've seen so far is, you know, Brady kind of picking his spots, you know, definitely trying to get familiar with the running backs and throw the ball to the running backs, which wasn't really, you know, really a big part of the offense with Jameis Winston, a quarterback. You know, Jameis was always a guy who was kind of extending a play, looking downfield. And, you know, Brady releases the ball fast, and, you know, he's a guy who, you know, he's going to use his running backs a lot. He uses his tight ends a lot as a safety valve, and he picks his shots as far as going downfield. Now, I think he's developed a really good chemistry with two guys in particular. One, Mike Evans, and you know, Mike Evans is a guy that you could just kind of throw the ball up to. You know, he's 6'5", and he'll beat a defensive back down for the ball on it. And the other guy is Scotty Miller, who is this really just kind of fast guy. They kind of liked him on the outside, but he's really he's gained some weight in the off season, and he kind of fits that kind of, you know, Wes Welker, Julian Edelman mode of a guy who can catch a pass in space over the middle and kind of extend it. So those, he's a guy to kind of watch because I think they've developed a lot of good chemistry so far. And, you know, obviously Gronk, you know, he has his safety valve there. And then O.J. Howard, too, who, you know, another tight end who, you know, can catch a pass over the middle. And obviously with Godwin, you've got a guy who is just so good in traffic. He played the slot a lot too last year. And, you know, so he's got some good weapons, you know, and I think he's learning how to use them right now. And it's a situation where it's going to be tough though, because again, without preseason games, you really don't have anything to kind of compare yourself to. You know, they're going to have a couple scrimmages at the stadium, but still it's not, you know, it's not going against, you know, Cam Jordan, the New Orleans Saints. Like they're going to go on September 13th. So right. It's going to be interesting to see how that kind of pans out, because there's nothing for them to kind of really kind of truly gauge themselves against.
Eduardo Encina, Tampa Bay Times, joining me on the program, talking Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What are the expectations for Gronk in Tampa this year, Eduardo?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, he said the other day, we talked to him this week, actually, or last week, and you know, he was talking about how, you know, to him, he expects to, you know, be out there. He's prepared to be out there for the whole game. And, you know, I mean, I know that, you know, his snaps have kind of progressed over the years, you know. And the big thing with him, I guess, it's going to be, you know, we're going to have to see how physically he kind of holds up. You know, we know about, you know, how beat up he was, you know, a couple years ago when he retired, and, you know, all the procedures he's had, all the injuries he's dealt with. And, but he looks fresh. You know, he came into camp and, you know, we saw some photos of him, and you know, he looks ripped. And, yeah, obviously he's a big dude. You know, he's one of these guys who you really don't realize how big he is unless he's on the field and he's standing next to other tight ends who are already big guys. So that's when you kind of notice how big he really is. But, you know, I don't think that they have so many options at tight end. You know, we mentioned O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate's another guy, especially in the red zone, yeah, who – is a really sure-handed guy at tight end, and obviously all the other offensive weapons, and if he can get the ball to the running backs too, you know, there's not going to be that much pressure on Gronk. And, you know, I think if he's more of a safety valve for Brady than he is necessarily, you know, Gronk coming back to, you know, be this, you know, 50-60 catch kind of receiver. You know, I think that, you know, these guys just had so much fun working together and winning together that they kind of want to see, you know, whether they can do it somewhere else. You know, but Gronk kind of talked about it. He's like, I'm kind of interested in seeing, you know, how can this kind of go, you know, somewhere other than New England. So I think that's kind of what they're looking towards.
Yeah, it's got to be a dream for Gronk. He's made all his money. He's going to be the greatest tight end of all time. This is the first time in his career that he's been like the fourth option in an offense. It's got to be awesome for Gronk. Eduardo Encina, Tampa Bay Times, joining me. Eduardo, last one before I let you go. Yeah. Earl Thomas was released by the Ravens today. Just in brainstorming teams, Tampa Bay immediately came to mind, because I think when you get a quarterback like Brady, you know, who's there, you know, end of his career, this is clearly a ring chasing kind of situation going on, where you could see veteran guys who are in a similar mode going, yeah, I'll go to Tampa for a year and see how it goes. Earl Thomas comes with some baggage. Has there been any talk around the team since Earl Thomas's release earlier today about, hey, what about here?
Yeah, you know, you can see it and you can not see it. I would kind of tend to lean towards the not seeing it kind of part. I mean, obviously, like you said, they're all in right now. They've gone out and they've gotten veteran guys. You know, it's just Brady and Gronk. You know, LeSean McCoy came on, and he came on for a very team-friendly deal. You know, I think he's only making $1 million. So, and they don't have much cap space. So it's a situation where if he's coming, he's probably going to be coming more for to play in for the Bucks with the hopes of winning a Super Bowl with Brady rather than for the money. So if he's in it for, if he wants to get paid, I don't think this is the place where he's probably going to get paid right now. And also they have invested a lot into that secondary the past few years. Now, you know, there is really, you know, they'd like to have probably a veteran guy there because they are really young. They drafted Antoine Winfield Jr. in the second round to be safety, a safety two, and he's going to be a guy who's going to get some time. He can kind of, you know, play all over the place. He's a really dynamic playmaker out of Minnesota. Obviously, a son from Antoine Winfield Sr. And so I kind of don't see it, but I wouldn't be surprised. They obviously, the big thing is they have to work some cap space to make it work, I think. You know, but they did with McCoy. And like I said, the baggage part of it, Bruce Arians was asked a couple, you know, right when Brady came on, you know, there were a lot of rumors about Antonio Brown joining the Bucks, and Arians really squashed that right away. So I think the baggage part is a thing, too. They've got some good mojo going on. They're trying to get some good team chemistry. And so trying to bring in a guy who maybe, you know, is bringing that kind of baggage, it might not necessarily fit what they're trying to do right now.
It's Eduardo Encina, Tampa Bay Times. He covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Eduardo, I know you're looking forward to the start of the season like we all are. Enjoy the rest of training camp, and we'll talk again down the road. Thanks for the time.
Thanks a lot, Sean. Thanks again for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.